And when I tell you that, I don't say that just to be saying it. God still amazes me.
Amen.
You want to know if there's a real God or not, I'll go ahead and tell you there is.
Amen.
Amen. Because it's almost like this morning, I text our sound team what I'm going to preach every service. Sometimes I preach it, sometimes I don't. But Jamie's sitting here this morning, Riley and these guys, David said, they know what I'm going to preach. And everything since Sunday school has been leading this way.
Amen. Come on.
When they sang that first song, I like to fell out the seat.
Thank God.
I told Tony, I said, take your Bibles and turn to Job chapter 1. And just so you know that I'm not faking, this is my sermon outline from yesterday. I came out yesterday and was getting the baptism ready and the baptismal pool ready and everything and stayed out here for several hours studying, Greg, and this is what God laid on my heart.
Amen.
And God sent me here to tell you this morning, hold on.
Amen.
Hold on, amen. Don't quit. Now's not the time to give up. Now's not the time to lay it aside. Now's not the time to quit. Amen. Now's the time to hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Amen. Chapter 42 is coming.
Amen.
When you're tried, you're going to come forth as pure gold. Amen. Hold on. Too many people, hard times come and they quit. Hold on, glory to God. If you have your Bibles, Job chapter 1, if you're there, let's stand. I'm going to read Job chapter 1, a couple verses, then I'm going to go to chapter 42. Job chapter 1, verse 20 says this. Then Job arose and rent his mantle, shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of God. Of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Job chapter 42, the Bible tells us in verse 10, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had. Then there came unto all his brethren and all his sisters and all that had been before of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house, and they bemoaned him and comforted him all over the evil the Lord had brought upon him, and every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she-asses. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for the reading of your word. Thank you, God, for the song. Thank you, God, for everything, Lord, that's led up to this point this morning. God, I pray right now, Lord, you would bless the Lord today in this service. God, you speak to hearts. God, there's somebody here today, God, Lord, that's on the verge of giving up. There's somebody here today, God, Lord, the devil's been fighting and fighting hard, God. God, encourage them today, God. Lift them up today, God. Help us, to God, today to have a determination, Lord. Lord, to hold on, hold on, hold on. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Even when you can't see the end of the story, even when they hack your account and it seems like everything's going wrong, when you don't know what's going to happen next week because you can't even see next week because of everything you're going through this week, I'm telling you right now, hold on. God sees the end of the story. God knows where you're headed. God knows what. Hey, and I'm telling you, they sang the song Romans 8:28 is still in the book. All things work to good to them that love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. You got to trust God. You got to trust God. You got to trust God when you're on the mountaintop. You got to trust God when you're in the valley. You got to trust God when you got money in the bank. You got to trust God when you don't got money in the bank. You got to trust God when all the cars are running good. You got to trust God when ain't no car running good. Amen. You got to trust God when the bills are high. You got to trust God when all the bills are paid. Hold on, amen. You got to hold on when life turns upside down. The Bible tells us in Job chapter 1, verse 13 through 19, the Bible talks about everything that Job, in one day Job lost everything. In one day Job lost all of his wealth. In one day Job lost all of his workers. In one day Job lost all of his children. In one day Job lost everything. Now I've had some bad days, but I ain't ever had a day like that. I look over at Brother Wes and in the last few weeks and a month, you know, Brother Wes and Sister Nicole, they've gone through some stuff, but they can see the hand of God on them. You heard Kim testify. Every last one, if I go to today, if I go to Clint or I go to Preacher Trevor, every last one of us can tell how we've gone through some hard times just in the last few weeks. But glory to God, guess what? Hey, you got to hold on. It seems like sometimes life gets turned upside down. It seems like nothing works right. It seems like everything falls apart. Guess what? Hold on anyhow. Hold on anyhow. The Bible says in Psalms 37, verse 17, for the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. James chapter 1, verse 12 says this, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life which the Lord hath promised to all them that love him. Hard times come suddenly sometimes, but sometimes you just got to hold on. Amen. How many of us can look back on our lives and see times it's just we just didn't know how we were going to make it? Amen. You didn't know how you were going to make it. I mean, I'll be honest with you. If you'd have asked us back then, Melvin, how are we going, we'd have never thought we'd have made it to 2025. Somebody say amen right there. You never, with what you were going through at the time, you never thought you'd see the next week. But guess what? You're still here. You're still holding on. You still got a God that cares. Amen. I understand Job chapter 4, verse 7 says this. Remember, I pray thee, whoever perished being innocent. Sometimes you got to hold on when your friends turn against you. Job's friend shows up, and all Job, now Job is sick. David, we're gonna skip the part where Job is sick, sitting in the ashes, scraping himself. But now he's lost everything. His wife's almost turned against him, and now he's sick. Almost got boils from head to toe. And his friends show up, so-called friends. You hold on when friends turn against you. Amen. How many of us has ever had friends turn against us? They accused Job of having hidden sin instead of comforting him. And they came in and they started criticizing him. Have you ever noticed when things start happening, everybody starts looking at you? Let me throw this out there. I just thought the Lord just kind of gave me this thought. Have you ever noticed when things start happening, the husband and wife kind of starts clashing? His wife said, why don't you just curse God and die? Not only did his friends turn against him, what family he had left turned against him. And the Bible says, in all this, Job sinned not. Amen. And all that, I'm telling you, folks, sometimes it's, I'm telling you, I have figured it out. There's just a handful of people that we really can depend on in hard times. There's a handful of people that you know will not turn their back on you. And if you got a handful, glory to God, you are blessed beyond measure. Amen. Because I'm telling you right now, sometimes you got to hold on when it seems like everybody's turning their back on you. Amen. How many times has friend let you down? Now let me ask you this, how many times have you let friends down? So it goes both ways. Amen. So you got to hold on when life turns upside down. You got to hold on when friends turn their back on you. And you got to hold on sometimes when heaven seems silent. You ever prayed and prayed and prayed and it seemed like nothing was going nowhere? It seemed like, I mean, oh yeah, the Lord's taking care of Clint. The Lord's taking care of Tommy. The Lord's taking care of Skip. But it seemed like the Lord ain't hearing my prayers. The Bible tells us in Job chapter 23, verse 3 and 4, oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. Verse 8 through 10 says this, behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth and go. Job said, my God, I can't feel him. I can't find him. I don't even know where he's at, but he knows where I'm at, glory to God. He knows the way that I take, and when I come forth, I'm coming forth as pure gold. You understand something? You might be praying and it don't seem like nothing's helping, but glory to God, there's somebody in heaven that's still listening to you. Amen. Hold on. I've been there when it seemed like nobody was listening to your prayers. I've been there when it seemed like you was just praying and nothing was happening. But there was somebody working in the unseen realm that you couldn't see, amen. You might not see him, but he sees you. I'm reminded of the story when the disciples were crossing the sea. And the Bible says they got in the midst of a storm, and Jesus was up on top of the mountaintop, Alan, praying. And the Bible, and if you got the King James Bible, if you got the right kind of Bible, this is what it says. And Jesus saw them. They were in the middle of the storm, out in the midst of the Sea of Galilee. They were fighting for their lives. They had no idea where Jesus was. They had no idea where Jesus even knew where they were. And the Bible says he was up on top of the mountain, and he still saw them. Now, we can make this religious. We can make this spiritual. I know he sees us everywhere we're at, but you got to understand something. The Sea of Galilee ain't but about 7 miles wide. And if Jesus was up on top of that mountain, Brother Robert, he might have been under where the storm was at. He could have physically saw where they were at. He could have spiritually saw where they were at. But the good thing is that when Jesus saw them, the Bible says he walked down the mountain, got up to where the sea was, where the water met the sea, and just stepped out on the water, glory to God, and walked right where they were at. He knew exactly where they were at. He got to where they were at supernaturally. And I'm telling you right now, you might not feel him, but he knows where you're at this morning. He knows where you're at this morning. Whew. Silence don't mean absence. I'll never forget one old preacher said, you ever noticed in school when you take a test, the teacher's always silent? Sometimes you have to go through a test, and the teacher's going to be silent. Sometimes you just got to hold on when your body suffers. The Bible tells us in chapter 2, so Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord, smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to his crown, and he took him a posture to scrape himself with him, and he sat down in the ashes. Our bodies are weak, but I'll tell you right now, have you ever noticed that David was talking about this a little bit this morning? Have you ever, the older we get sometimes, the older we get sometimes, our physical needs are already met. We got a little money in the bank. You know, it ain't like you ain't broke like you was when you was little or young. Our physical. But the older we get, these bodies start to wear out. And understand something. Job was suffering in his body, but his spirit was where it needed to be. How many of us today have let our bodily suffering weaken our spirit? Sometimes you just got to hold on, amen, even when your body suffers. Our body may be weak, but our spirit ought to be worshiping, amen. Amen. There ought to come a point in our lives, Brother Tommy, where I can't jump pews no more. I can't run like I used to run. But glory to God, in my spirit I can, amen. In my spirit I can raise my hands. In my spirit I can say amen. In my spirit I can still worship, and I can still give him glory. Even though I don't feel him, glory to God, I can still raise my hand because I know always there. Even though I can't see him, glory, glory to God, I can still raise my hand. The Bible says that Job was covered from head to toe, and still he worshiped God. Sometimes our bodies are going to suffer. Now I'm going to get to a pretty tough point. Sometimes you got to hold on when your soul gets bitter. Chapter 3, verse 1 through 3 says this. After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed his day. And Job spake and said, let the day perish wherein I was born, and the night in which it was said, there's a man child conceived. Pain and suffering can make you have some awful thoughts. Think about what I just, pain and suffering can make you have some awful thoughts. Pain and suffering. Pain and suffering can make you have some awful thoughts against friends. When friends do you wrong, it's real easy to get mad. Pain and suffering. Pain and suffering can make you have some awful thoughts against your family. Amen. I mean, all y'all, you know, y'all probably a lot more holy than me. Pain and suffering can make you have some awful thoughts against your family. Pain and suffering can make you have some awful thoughts against yourself. Amen. Let me go ahead and tell y'all something. There's some things that goes on in our mind, Brother Donald, that we cannot control. And I'm telling you right now, when your body is weak and when your mind and your mind is tried, there's some things that the devil will put thoughts in your mind that you can't control. And you got to understand something. Sometimes you just got to hold on, even though my soul might get bitter. My soul might get bitter of those that wrong me. My soul might get bitter against my family that wronged me, and my soul might get bitter against other things that's going to happen in my life, and the devil brings these thoughts, but I got to hold on to what I know to be true. Amen. I got to hold on because I know what the Bible says. I know what the Word of God says, and if I'll stick with the Word of God, God will come through. The Bible tells us that Job cursed the day he was born, but he never cursed God. He cursed the day he was born, but he never cursed God. Job knew. Don't let your pain and suffering make you say or do something that you'll regret. Amen. Don't let your pain and suffering make you say or do something that you'll regret. Why do we hold on? Because God's in control. God's in control. The Bible tells us in chapter 19. Now, I love this. My God, I love this. For I know my Redeemer liveth. Yeah. All this going on. When you get to chapter 19, it's already been unloaded. When you get to chapter 19, he's lost everything. He's lost his wealth. He's lost his family. He's lost everything that he had. His health is deteriorated. He feels like he's going to die. He feels like God don't even care anymore. He feels like nobody cares anymore. But Job gets enough gumption about him. He said, for I know my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Amen. Whom shall I see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins is consumed within me. Job never had one thought of God not being real. Job never had one thought of God not being there for him. Job never had one thought of turning his back on God. He said, I know my Redeemer lives, and if he kills me, I'm still going to worship him. Hold on, because God's in control. Hold on, amen. I know my Redeemer lives. I know I might not feel him right now, but I know he's real, amen. I know I might not hear him right now, but I know he's real, amen. His faith looked beyond his suffering. His faith looked beyond his suffering. How many times do we have to do that? I'm reminded of the story of the people that was on the Mississippi and that was on the old steamboats. And a fog had settled on the river. And the people down on the first deck that was right there at the water's level couldn't see. couldn't see anything because the fog was so thick. And they started complaining to the first mate and to some of the workers. Why is the ship still going as fast as it can? Why is the ship still going at top speed? We can't see anything. And finally, the first mate said, "It's all right. The captain sits real high, and he sees what we can't. So you hold on, amen. When everything seems like it's falling apart, you got to understand something. God is still in control. And you hold on because chapter 42 is coming. Amen. You hold on. I read to you chapter 42, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord also gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then they came into it. The people start coming back to Job. They start bringing him gifts, and the Bible talks about how that God blessed Job twice as much. Amen. When God starts giving back, when God starts giving back, I was talking to somebody this morning about somebody had got a new job. They've been praying about this job and praying about this job, and they got a new job. And guess what? They got a raise. Amen. See, that's how my God operates. When my God starts blessing and my God starts opening up the windows of heaven, I'm telling you right now, you're going to get, I was thinking about, David said something this morning in Sunday school about how that Solomon, every time they would bring Solomon stuff, when they left, Solomon was going to make sure they left with more than they brought him, amen. That's how our God is. You can't outgive God. You can't do more than God. And I'm telling you right now, when you start trusting in God and God starts blessing and God starts moving, God's going to pour it out more than what you had before. Chapter 42 is coming. For each and every one of us. The trial you're in right now, listen, everybody listen. The trial you're in right now is not the conclusion. The trial you're in right now is not the conclusion. This ain't the end. Because there's somebody up in heaven still writing the book. Amen. And he's going to pour out his blessings. When you don't understand, hold on. When you don't know why you're going through what you're going through, hold on. When you can't see the end, hold on, amen. When friends let you down, hold on. Psalms 56, verse 3 says this. What time I am afraid, I will trust thee. I want you to bow your heads as Gavin and Olivia come back.